KTTK Dallas Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman Denison, KTDK Sanger. You're listening to The Heartline with Mike Reiner, Greg Williams, and Friendly Cobra on Dallas Fort Worth's original all sports station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
5:56 is the time. We will be at the Cape Buffalo Grill this Friday, so join us out there. It is at Trinity Mills and Addison Road in far north Dallas. And we will be there with the presentation from 3 until 7. So join us at the Cape Buffalo Grill. All right, what do you got here?
We have two CDs that came out late last year. One is getting tons and tons of pub. It is, or I guess they are the new, the critic's little darling. Everybody loves this band. No bad reviews on them whatsoever. Even Hey America, It's Terrible liked them. They're called The Thrills. They are from Ireland. And they moved out to California, I guess, and recorded this entire album. And I don't know if this is their first record or not. I'm assuming it is. But they're making all the late-night talk show rounds. They're on Letterman. I think they've been on Conan. And everybody loves them. It is West Coast fun time, Americana, birdsy, Graham Parsonsy type music. If that makes any sense to you.
From Ireland.
Yeah, from Ireland. And every one of these songs on their album, which is called So Much for the City, is about California. One's called Santa Cruz, one's called Big Sur, one's called Don't Steal Our Sun. Every Hollywood kids, every mention of a city or state has to do with California. So, since they are the big hit, we thought that we would give our audience just a glimpse into what they've done. So let's play the song that's getting zero radio play, but it's the song they're playing on all the... I don't think it is. Have you heard this on The Edge, Danny?
Mm-mm.
I haven't either. But this is the song they're playing on all the talk shows. This is called One Horse Town from The Thrills.
Man, this sucks! How many 12 strings they got going in that thing?
It's pretty jangly, isn't it?
Very. Some big jangle work in there.
You like that?
It's okay. It's not bad.
You like it?
It's not too bad. I mean, I'm normally not a fan of that type of music, but that's pretty good.
Yeah. Let's play one more from them.
Very catchy.
Yeah, it is. All these songs are fairly catchy. This is called Big Sur.
Now, hold on. Who plays this? I mean, where would we find this
man,
on the radio?
Man, that's what we were talking about.
Probably nobody in Dallas.
Maybe The Edge.
Doubtful.
This is why Dallas is a terrible radio town.
It's like
music-wise.
Got so many big holes in it.
We have no AAA station here at all.
Yeah.
That's who would play
No outlet for this. I don't understand. Used to, but not no
more. So the Bone wouldn't play this?
Mm-hmm.
Don't think so.
Does it rock?
No, and it's not entitled Godzilla.
All right, here's Big Sur.
Tell me about your glass at the end.
That's a cool song.
You know, they're a cool little band. Nothing wrong with this record whatsoever. Don't know if they're the greatest thing ever or anything, but...
I like that better than the last one, too.
They're playing down at South by Southwest. When are they playing, Danny? Do you know?
I don't think the itinerary's out yet.
Oh, okay. The Big Austin.
I keep checking.
Festival. Along with Danny's band, sort of, has been invited to play down there, South by Southwest.
All right.
Mm. When is that?
On our vacation.
17th through the 21st.
I'm going to go down there and see Danny play, if he'll let me in.
I'll be out of town.
I know. And now, the new Al Green album. Why don't you explain who and why Al Green is so great?
Michael.
Well, Al Green, as we all know, had a massive, massive string of hits back in the 70s, starting in the early 70s. Probably the best known of which was Let's Stay Together, but there were so, so many more great ones besides that. There was Tired of Being Alone. There was Love and Happiness. There was You Ought to Be with Me. There were so many more. And somewhere along the line, as his star began to fade a little bit, he turned into a preacher. Started doing gospel. This after a very unfortunate bathtub incident with a woman where she dumped a pan full of hot grits on his back.
Why'd she do that?
Right out of Cops.
Boy, is that ever.
Was he messing around on her?
Had to be.
He had to get on out of there then.
Yeah, he did have to get on out of there. But he is back now. He's moved back in a little bit. At least to the secular realm. And I've heard very good things about this album. Now, he came to Starplex, or the Smirnoff, I guess it was known then, a few years ago. And I went to see him, and he played for about 40 minutes. The opening act was the Whispers. They played for about an hour and 20 minutes. And from the second song on, Al Green was up on stage talking about how he had to get on out of there.
Where did he have to go?
I don't know. Had to get on to his next show, which I believe was in Austin or somewhere.
It's so hard to get to Austin from Dallas.
And he started, he would mention it in every song. He would talk about it between songs, about how he just doesn't have a lot of time here tonight and wish he had more time to spend with y'all, but I got to get on out of here.
Tell you what, though, about
it was one of the craziest shows I have ever seen.
Was he good?
Yeah, he was good. And he can still sing. I mean, he still sounds great.
But somebody that paid money to buy a concert ticket, they really don't want to hear how the guy that the headliner doesn't have time to spend.
Yeah, how the headliner's got to get on out of here.
You really don't want to hear that. You get on out of here on your own time.
Now, another thing was, back in the day, when Al Green first started having hits, he was produced by a guy named Willie Mitchell, who I believe is a Memphis cat from back then. And he had a very, very unique sound. He had a very, very unique drum sound. You know, it was the first time that I think I ever heard somebody play tom and snare on the backbeat, if you follow that. But he had that. There was a lot of guitar in there, but not guitar in the sense that you may normally think of it. Just everything was very, very basic. It was guitar, it was organ, it was bass, it was drums. The drums sounded real fat, and it was horns.
Did some string arrangements too, didn't
you? Yeah, some string arrangements later on, but at the start, that's basically what it was. And I understand that Willie Mitchell is back with him.
Yeah, he is.
This.
He produced this record.
All right, one thing, if I had to pick my five of my favorite CDs of all time, his greatest hits would be one of the five.
Yeah, it is.
That's one of the greatest CDs ever because it's just hit after hit after hit.
Yeah, if you want to find out what Al Green's all about and you don't want to go buy each one of his individual albums, his greatest hits CD is incredible.
And not terribly overplayed, would you say?
No, not terribly overplayed. In fact, there's no real place in what's going on R&B radio today for what he was doing now. If he came along today, he wouldn't make it.
No, because he doesn't sing about guns or drugs.
Well, I mean,
even on a
station like K-Soul, you know, I don't know how much new stuff they play on K-Soul, but if he came along, they probably wouldn't be terribly interested because he just doesn't have the sound of today, and really back then didn't have the sound of then either. He just kind of fell through the cracks on everybody.
God, he's good though.
Well, the album is called I Can't Stop, and this to me sounds straight out of 1975. Here's the lead cut, I Can't Stop.
I can't stop.
KKDA.
I love that sound where they have those horns in there and that great voice of his. I love music like this.
KKDA plays this.
That is
the
great.
AM.
They do?
The AM form.
You like it,
yeah.
Corby?
I love it.
Man, that is great.
I love it.
I will buy this record tomorrow just based on that song.
I won't. I'm going to steal Corby's.
Well, wait till you hear the other two tracks because I think they're just as good.
We do it next. It's 09.
Let's just get it over with.
One more.
One more.
Go ahead.
Actually, skip to track 7 then. This is called Million to One.
It is amazing how easily they just fell right back into their old thing.
Doesn't that sound like he did
in the 70s.
And just all of the elements that you would look for in an Al Green song.
They're all there,
they're
man.
They're all there.
They didn't trick it up at all.
No. Great horns, man. I love the way they use horns.
By the way, if you would like to purchase either the Al Green record or the Thrills, you can do it at CD World, which is off of Mockingbird and Greenville. It is the absolute best CD store in Dallas. They have used and new CDs, and they certainly have copies of these two CDs.
Thank you, CD World. 611 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.